Hi there, and welcome to episode 6 of the Smart English Coach podcast, the podcast which helps you get to advanced English level fast with strategies, mindset, and shortcuts for fluent and confident English speaking. In this episode, we're going to look at some areas of English to work on where you can see a real difference in your English. These are areas that I think are really important to master for advanced level. At the end of the podcast episode, I also have something for you that will help you to increase your accuracy. Make sure you keep listening. So what are these areas of English to work on? The first thing to mention is that at high intermediate level and up, your English is already good. You've certainly got the basics, though you might still make the occasional mistake. So a lot of what I'm going to say is more about refining what you know rather than learning anything new. So it's probably a case of eliminating the fossilized mistakes that we talked about in the last episode. That's episode 5, by the way. So here are 3 areas that you can work on to reduce mistakes and to sound more advanced when you speak. The first area is modal verbs. My experience here is that many people don't use them enough. By modal verbs, I mean modal auxiliaries like can, could, would, should, might, and so on. We use them all the time in English to show how we feel or think about something. There's a big difference between I may do something, I must do something, or I would do something if I could, for example. And when you don't use modals enough, your sentences can become longer and more awkward. Instead of saying, there's a chance that I will be in the office tomorrow, you can make the sentence more concise and more natural with, I might be in the office tomorrow. Or instead of, there's an obligation to wear seatbelts, you can say, you must or you have to wear a seatbelt. But you can also use modal auxiliaries in more advanced ways. For example, in 2-word questions. Imagine the conversation, I'll go shopping later if you like, and the reply, oh, will you? Or when you gesture towards a chair that you want to sit in and say, may I, for example. You also hear them in phrases. One that I hear all the time and which I rarely see in textbooks is, you'd have thought that, where this you'd is you would. You'd have thought that. We use it to express a criticism that something you expect to happen doesn't happen, as in, you'd have thought that publishers would include this sort of phrase in an advanced course book. So modal verbs are my big thing. Use them to sound more advanced and also for more concise, elegant speaking. The second area to focus on is articles. These cause all sorts of problems. Many languages don't have them, but even for languages which do have them, the rules aren't always the same as in English. It's true that there are some basic rules for articles, but often in the middle of a conversation, it's difficult to remember the rule. I found 2 main problems at advanced level. The first is remembering to use an article with a singular, countable noun, and this is most often a problem for speakers of languages where there aren't articles. The other problem is distinguishing between nouns which are concepts like life and love, and so they don't need an article, and when these same nouns are used in specific ways, such as the life of my grandfather or he's the love of my life. There is a useful little rule to help you decide when the noun is specific and therefore when it needs an article, but again, this rule takes practice and confidence to put it into action. The third area to work on is tenses. You can probably guess which tense is generally the most problematic, and it's our old friend, the present perfect. Even with some advanced speakers of English, I'll hear, I do this since last year, or I'm here for 5 years. But there are also difficulties knowing when it should be the present perfect or when it should be the past. Sometimes it doesn't much matter which form you use, but knowing the difference will help you get closer to advanced level. If you're interested in finding out more about these critical areas of grammar, do check out my course, The 10 Steps for Advanced English. We cover 10 major areas, also including prepositions, verb patterns, and sentence structure. And the course is also interactive, so you can ask me any question you like. The best part is that as a podcast listener, you also get a great discount. Go to the page smartenglishcoach.com/grammar and follow the links and instructions to get your discount. That page again is smartenglishcoach.com/grammar. Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review, as reviews help other people find the podcast. In the next episode, we're going to look at how you can make progress in English without a teacher by your side. Speak soon!